Hello, this is Paul McKenna, and I want to welcome you to a new world where you're slim, healthy, and happy.
Yeah.
To step into this world, follow all my instructions fully and completely, and you'll lose weight and stay slim afterwards.
Brilliant.
On track two of this compact disc is a hypnotic induction, which fills your unconscious mind with positive willpower. It contains suggestions to help you change your behavior, to eat better, and to speed up your metabolism.
Fantastic.
The hypnotic suggestions are designed to work at every level of trance.
Great.
On this first track of the CD, I'm going to show you the techniques of mind technology that help you escape from the fixation of food. You see, when you lose weight successfully, your whole life changes.
Wow.
Being slim isn't a matter of continual deprivation.
No.
As you change to a healthy nutrition, you'll also change the whole way you think about food.
Food.
I've noticed something very strange about unsuccessful dieters.
What?
They spend all their time thinking about food.
Fatties.
Except when they're actually eating.
Yes.
Then they try not to notice what's happening.
Right.
They're so frightened of eating a decent meal that they pick at their food, end up hungry, and then binge on snacks.
I'm starving now, Paul!
Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
4 minutes to seven, I'm going for a donut. Fernand and Take Me Out.
I don't need to tell you what to eat.
I don't need you to tell me. I'm having toast. And Take Me Out. Thank you. Right, Monday morning, we'll play the Red Hot Chili Peppers in a second. Usher and Alicia Keys, let's get some news from Dominic. Sport from Kerry at 7 o'clock.
A seventh death from the high-speed train crash.
And it's stalemate in the Manchester Derby.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Seven people and the weather mostly cloudy with some showers in the southeast. Radio 1 Newsbeat, 4 minutes past seven.
She saves a fortune in bras, that woman. She does.
Facts.
All athletes, right?
Mm.
They just have knickers in their drawers. No bras.
Not true of Fatima Whitbread.
What?
Or Tessa Sanderson.
No, I don't think... They weren't chesty women at all, were they?
Well, they were more than average.
No.
I'd say.
No. Fatima Whitbread?
Mm.
Fatima Whitbread was fairly chesty, yeah.
Why would Fatima Whitbread be wearing a bra?
Because she's a woman.
Eh? Crazy. Anyway... Who's today's special guest, Paul?
Our special guest on the show today is...
Gwen Stefani. And...
Our special guest on the show today is...
Elton John. You got some bells from more? That's beautiful, thank you. Yeah, so Gwen is going to be here just after 8 o'clock. And Elton John is... well, it says here, Elton John in live at 9. Which sounds like some kind of ITV show. Hello, I'm a lady with very short hair and no boyfriend. Join me for Live at 9 when we'll be discussing all the big issues of the day. Together with Michaela Strachan and Jenny Powell. And other people who haven't been on the television for years. I don't know why I went camp at the end there. So they're on the show later.
How mad is that Elton John on this show?
Oh. So the thing is, Gwen and Elton obviously had to get up early to come in.
Mm.
So hopefully they'll be either lying in bed or sitting around the breakfast table listening to the show.
Elton's probably there eating his Cocoa Pops as we speak.
And that's Gwen. There she is there. Gwen loves a big burp first thing in the morning.
Does she?
Oh, she does, yeah. She wakes up and she goes... There you go. That's a lot better.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
I don't need to tell you what to eat.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I don't need to tell you what to eat.
Can't stop addicting each other. You will always be mine.
What is this?
It's Usher.
Huh?
Usher.
Dozing off here. I was wide awake a minute ago. Franz Ferdinand starts the show. Great. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nice, thanks. Back in bed now. Three more minutes while this bilges on. I'm sure it's a great track in the right time.
It's supposed to ease you into the day, you see.
Do you know, Trevor Nelson playing it, his little Chelsea supporting voice on the top of it, great.
Bring it back. I don't know about Sean, but I know about us. It's the only way we know how to rock.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about Sean, but I know about us. It's the only way we know how to rock.
Yeah, yeah. Must be a nice bloke, though.
He was, yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Have you?
Mm.
Have you heard?
I've heard he's a nice bloke.
I've heard that, too. It's 7:15. Good morning. Hello. So I spent the weekend in Leeds, which was jolly good fun.
You have a nice time?
Yeah.
Good.
Well done to the mighty Leeds United for a great win against the powerhouse that is Preston.
It's 4-2, wasn't it?
Yeah. Brian Dean scored.
Did he?
Yeah. I've worked out, though, what they do. They've come up with a new system. What happens is, Healy will chip the ball into the box or something, and it looks like it's going for Brian Dean's head. Now, normally, he'd try and head it in, but we've worked out that this isn't very successful. So what happens is, one of the other players, right, the opposite side of the box, will go, Dino! At which point, he'll turn his head like that, and he'll chip in as it rebounds off his head.
It's entirely unintentional most of the time.
As like they got a shout at just the right time.
Okay, and he turns his head.
His head as the ball hits it, and then
glancing header in the top corner
into the goal. Yeah, works.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. 1-0 against Chelsea.
Yeah,
yeah.
No complaints, to be honest with you. They were better than us. We could have nicked a draw. We had chances to score, but on the balance of it, they were better than us. So
that almost rhymed.
What? Could have nicked a draw. Could have scored. Yeah, I suppose it did.
How did Killer Mr. Harriers get on, Rachel?
What do you think?
Got beat?
Yep. I'm getting slightly worried now.
I would. Although, you know, all you need is a couple of wins in a row. Lift you up out of there.
Yep.
You need a now, though, to be fair. Can't hang about.
Well, I don't know what's happening. It's not good.
Hey, you've got Vale in the Cup on Friday.
I know. That'll be exciting.
Saturday night, you know, most of Leeds were just, you know, stumbling and all over the place. They're like, we're at the dizzy heights of 15th now.
Are you?
Yo! We're going to have vertigo.
15th. Nosebleed territory.
I'm telling you, do you know what it's like? Anyway, well done to Kevin and the boys. Mr. Healy, love him, love him already. Legend. 7:17. Gwen Stefani on the show after 8 o'clock. Elton John is here live after 9 o'clock this morning. This is Kylie Minogue, down next month called I Believe in You. On Radio 1. Growing on me.
It's slowly though, isn't it?
Kylie Minogue, I Believe in You. I believe in you. Monday morning, Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. It's 7:20. Words to the wise, Rachel. Get rid of that bottle before our guests come in this morning. All right.
I know you're on a detox and everything, but it does look like you're drinking your own urine.
Okay. It is brown.
She's got this bottle of liquid, see-through bottle, with this dishwater stroke wee-wee looking fluid
in there. No, that is not.
I honestly thought when I watched this morning, she goes, I'm on my detox. She held this bottle up and I went, you're not, are you? You're drinking your own. She went, no.
Not that I want to talk about this first thing in the morning, because people will be eating their breakfast, but that would be a serious problem.
Looks like radiator water, actually, when you drain the radiator on your car, looks like that.
Yes, that's what I'm drinking to detox.
So you've got to drink, how long, you got to drink that all day?
Yeah, well, you have to sip it throughout the day in 3 days. I don't know if it's any good, but I'm just trying it anyway.
I'm no expert, love, but really, should it be that Big Mac with it as well? This is the detox to cleanse your body of rubbish.
No.
What?
My body's a temple for the next 3 days.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right. The only detox I ever did, 3-day detox, was fruit, veg and water.
Oh, you were horrible on that.
I was. I was ready to kill.
I'm still going to eat properly.
Fruit, veg and water for 3 days.
You weren't smoking either, were you?
No. I was there to fruit, veg and water. That's it. Bear in mind that I don't really eat veg.
Nor fruit.
It was raw veg, wasn't it?
Mm.
Anyway.
That's not right.
Yeah. It was great, though. Do you know, I lost in 3 days all my friends.
And his sense of humour.
Right, buzz off then, 8199, because I've been home to Leeds again. I've got more CDs from home, you'd be pleased to hear.
It always scares me when you do this.
Now, today's song, many people are going to be impressed by it, because they're going to go, good Lord, Chris, you've got some great choice in music. And others will go, what the hell is this? So go with it if you don't know it. 8199, either buzz on or buzz off for today's song. So good. 8199, buzz on, please.
Sunday, Sunday, here again, tidy attire. You read the colour supplement, the TV guide. You dream of protein on a plate, regret you left in white delight. Gather the family round the table to eat and have to sleep. Oh, the Sunday sleep. Sunday, Sunday, here again, a walk in the park. An old soldier and talk of the past. We both arise into a war. Singing in mirrors and a bar. And sing the song of present week. But all is both the same. All is Sunday sleep.
You love it, aren't you, Alan? I don't know.
I'm nice.
Yeah, yes. You are. Love that.
Do you?
Yeah. And it won, it just got, just on the last buzz there, 50.3%. Do you know who that was, Alan?
Blur.
Yes. You heard that before?
I haven't.
From Modern Life is Rubbish, and a Sunday Sunday. I think released under the Seymour name.
Was it?
Yeah, when Blur was Seymour.
One of your favourite Blur tracks?
It is, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you've never heard it before, have you?
No.
See? The music connoisseurs listening will appreciate that. You know? The Welsh Steps fan like yourself probably won't.
The new music we trust. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Thank you, Zane. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. I need to say Monday to Thursday. You crazy Kiwi. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Brilliant. 7:26. This is Razor Light.
One. It's...
Kick over the hat stand.
That was very rock and roll, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Big C concert the other week. Brings a hat stand up, puts it next to the mic, kicks it over, carries on. Brilliant. Razor Light and Vice. Today is my new album day. All these albums I bought the other day I'm going to listen to today. And I'm really looking forward to that. So I bought the Razor Light album.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what you say.
Well, I'll let you know tomorrow. Right?
All right.
Good. Gwen Stefani here in half an hour. Elton John here after 9 o'clock this morning. Boy, oh boy, is it a busy show.
Show,
Plus, if you like Irish rock bands where the frontman wears dark glasses, we have a big announcement coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. First of all, let's get some news from Dominic at 7.30.
And the main news this morning is the high-speed train crash outside Reading. A seventh person has died of their injuries now. Police are considering the possibility that it was caused by a man wanting to kill him. It's 7.34.
John is here after 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John, and the gorgeous and extremely talented Gwen Stefani is here after 8. And you know, the thing with Gwen Stefani is, you know, Dominic, not only is she a talented singer,
yes,
but she's also an actor, and she's a fashion designer,
yeah,
and she's very tall.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you have any questions about any of those four subjects, fashion, music, acting, height, then give us a ring, 08700 100 100. We'll put some of your questions to Gwen later. I'm going to ask her if she's ever met, because she's from America. She kind of now half lives in the UK. I'm going to ask her if she's ever met the other famous Gwen from the UK. Of course, the woman from Duty Free.
Gwen, who is that?
Don't know. I think she's a Gwen. And isn't there a place in Wales called Gwent?
Gwent?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever been there.
Well, maybe you could put that on the bottom of your list of questions.
When Gwen went to Gwent.
Yeah.
It would be a great documentary for BBC Three.
Yeah.
08700 100 100 if you have a question for Gwen Stefani, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. Thank you very much. She's on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy is he excited. They keep selling players, maybe.
Right, brilliant.
What happened there?
I have absolutely no idea. It just stopped again. Was that the one we stopped last time?
Yeah.
And we haven't changed it.
No.
That's brilliant. You really gotta tell me about these things, so I'll make sure I don't play it again. Hope it doesn't happen again, anyway. Happiness. Oh, you're kidding, only joking! Crazy Daniel Bedingfield. Dave's new mate. And Nothing Hurts Like Love at 7.42.
And now on Radio 1, the official UK Top 10 with Chris and Dave.
Radio 1.
Bopalula, what a chart it was yesterday, hey Dave?
Hey, I've never known so many new entries in one Top 40 rundown.
Let's run through some of those new entries, shall we? Chingy got a new entry at 34 with Bala Baby.
Hey, and George Michael, new at 32 with Round Here.
Congratulations, George. The Strokes got a new entry at 27 with The End Has No End.
At 25, it was a new entry for Tyler James, Why Do I Do? Well done, Tyler.
23 was a new entry for Candy J, and Bad For Me.
One place higher at 22, I Predict a Ride. It's a Kaiser Chief named after the team that Lucas Radebe used to play for.
Lucas! Joe Jingles. We got Jingles on this show. New entry at 21 with Wind the Bobbin Up, whatever that's about.
Well, Wind the Bobbin Up.
What?
Wind the Bobbin Up.
Does it Wind the Bobbin Up?
Elton John, he's our special guest this morning, and he's a new entry at number 20. All That I'm Allowed, brackets, I'm Thankful. Well done, Elton.
I love Elton John.
I love
you?
Elton John, too.
He's got to be the greatest person ever. And of the men. And Gwen Stefani, she's the greatest woman ever.
Both on this show this morning.
Mother Teresa, she was all right. But she never released any records.
No.
And congratulations to Martin Pillow and the boys from Glasgow. Wet, Wet, Wet got a new entry with All I Want at number 14. So well done to all our new entry people this week. You'll leave with some cake.
Should we go straight to the top 10 then?
Yeah, do you want odds or evens?
I'm going to go for evens.
Okay. There were seven hot, big, fat new entries of the chart in the top 10 alone yesterday with Wes. And we're going to run through them for you right now. Are you ready, Dave?
I'm ready, mate.
Let's hit that 10.
Down 5 and 10. My neck, my back, lick it. No thanks, Kia.
Jamelia got a new entry with DJ / Stop at 9.
At 8, it's down 6 for Eric Prydz and Call On Me. Call On Me.
Michael Gray, he's Eddie Gray's brother. He got a new entry at 7 with The Weeknd. 6.
Down 5 at 6, the silky tones of Ja Rule and Wonderful.
Rubbish. Usher gets a new entry at 5 with Confessions Part 2 and My Boo.
4, another new entry is Car Wash with Christina Aguilera featuring Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
3. Britney Spears is now Trailer Trash, but she's got a new entry at 3 with My Paranormal Lover. 2.
At 2, it's the second highest new entry. It's Lose My Breath from Destiny's Child, which means that there's a new entry at number 1.
Yes, but who is it? Is it Duran Duran?
No.
Is it Peebo Bryson?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, the new number 1 is Eminem.
The official chart show with me, Wes, is back Sunday at 4 with the brand new Top 20 albums, the official UK Top 40,
yes,
and the Top 10 downloads.
Make sure you're listening. That's Wes. He's a crazy guy. Here's Zane Lowe and Eminem on Sunday night exclusively on Radio 1. But here is Eminem's number 1 single. Guess who's back again. Sounded all right this week, no?
That was good. That's quite slick.
Wes is bricking himself now.
Now everyone report to the dance floor. To the dance floor. To the dance floor. Now everyone... Touch my body. Oh boy, just touch
my body. I mean, girl, just touch my body. So the show on Sunday night then, Zane Lowe and Eminem, right? And then I think Eminem takes over for a bit, and I think,
who is it? Is Obi Trice in there?
And all of Eminem's crazy friends.
Great lineup.
Such as Diggity Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Crazy Cat.
Flyboy Flip.
Mm-hmm.
And Cats Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. And Kitty Malou. mid-year joke there. 10-12.
Yeah, we've got all the great stars of today coming in to do the new Band Aid 3. We've got the Deepness and Trevis. We've also got the Gallagher's coming in. And also Kitty Malou. Oh, you've got to laugh, haven't you? You've got to have a laugh.
How silly will we feel when we find out that there is a new artist called Kitty Malou who's tearing up things?
My name is Kitty Malou. So a bit of a Bugsy Malone joke for you there. Are you finding the clip, Dominic?
Yes, hang on. Okay, sorry. Right.
We'll just pad until you got it.
Yeah, we'll just sit and wait.
Mm-hmm. I have it now.
Hey. Okay, Mitchell, who's taking part in the new Band Aid 3?
Kitty Malou.
Kitty Malou.
I think Kitty he did Malou. Get it wrong, didn't he?
Tell you what, we're not going to get invited now. Mildred Licking Stone, they'll be there. Anyway, it's 9:58.
You've never seen them before.
Exclusive to Radio 1.
So you may have heard Joe Wiley or Zane Lowe talking about it. Here is the full information you need if you are a U2 fan. Next Tuesday, Joe Wiley will do a show from Dublin, from U2's recording studio. Bono, The Edge, Larry, Adam will be live with Joe from the studio in Dublin. Then that night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, the band perform live in their own little studio to a handful of people who will be there to watch. We are going over as well. I don't know how we've managed to blag that, but we have. It's the most intimate gig you two have done in years. Them playing live in their studio to just a bunch of people. And then we're going to do our show live from Dublin Wednesday morning. So here's the best bit. You can come with us. Myself, Joe Wiley, Zane Lowe are all down on the guest list with plus ones. So Joe can bring someone, Zane Lowe can bring someone, and I can bring someone. To you two in their studio. But if you want to go, you've got to be a proper, proper U2 fan. Wednesday night of this week, you can win with Zane. Thursday morning, you can win with Joe Wiley. And then we'll give away a pair of tickets Friday morning. We'll throw in your flights and your accommodation as well. You could be going to Dublin next week to see U2 perform in their own studio. So, here's what you need to work out. Remember, Wednesday night of this week, Zane Lowe will give away tickets. Thursday morning, Joe Wiley will give away her tickets. Friday morning of this week, I'll give away my tickets. And then Tuesday of next week, Joe Wiley and U2 live from their studio in Dublin. Tuesday night is the gig, and you can be there. And then if you want, you can come back and see us Wednesday morning, and we do our show from Dublin as well. And then we all jump on the plane and fly back. It's an amazing prize. It's probably the most exciting prize we've given away this year. So if you fancy a bit of that, the gig is next week. I don't care whether you're working or you've got uni or whatever, you've got to take a sickie. Because if you win this prize, you've got to go. So once again, if you want to go to this U2 gig, Zane Lowe on Wednesday night this week will give away tickets. Then Thursday morning, Joe Wiley gives away hers. Friday morning, I give away mine. And then next week, you'll fly out to Dublin. Joe is on the air on Tuesday morning with U2 live. And then they play Tuesday night with Zane Lowe. Be listening this week for your chance to see U2 live with Radio 1.
From 4.
Hello, it's Scott. I'm off to the electric...
Snow Patrol and Chocolate Radio 1. It's 2 minutes to eight. Gwen Stefani here after 8 o'clock this morning. Got a text message from someone saying, hang on a second, Gwen Stefani's meant to be on my local radio station after 8 o'clock this morning. So who's telling a lie?
All right, we're lying.
It's not really in. It's Kitty Malou. She's coming in, she's late, but she's meant to be coming in. Call time, 7:45, 2 minutes to eight, not here.
Gwen, will she be here?
So Gwen will be in just a bit, fingers crossed. And then 9 o'clock, Elton John is coming in. I'm so excited about that. I don't know if Gwen and Elton have ever met, but that's going to be interesting. Gwen, Elton, Elton Gwen.
Just another day at the office for us.
You know what I mean? You know, add Roy Walker into Car Park Catchphrase.
All the legends under one roof.
I'm telling you. We might drop that today, though.
I think...
Hey, Elton might want to talk to Roy Walker.
Oh, maybe he will.
Yeah, Gwen might as well, but she'll be gone by then. She's very tall. Dominic's the only one who'll be able to look her in the eye without standing on a box. She's a tall girl, Gwen Stefani.
How tall is... She exactly.
She's 7'3".
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Honestly, she's taller than me and him.
Yeah.
Even taller than you.
Fact. And we're tall. I mean, I'm, what am I, 5'11"?
Mm.
Yeah. You're 5'10". And a half.
And a half. How much in it, really?
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Oh, I'm just a girl. A mix. It's like a medley.
It's like a Gwen Stefani mega mix.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani, fingers crossed, here in 2 songs time. After we get some news and sport with Dom and Carrie, it's 8 o'clock.
Investigations continue into the high-speed train crash.
And Sir Alex says the title's gone.
BBC Radio and Newsbeat, exactly 4 minutes past eight.
How did you get on with the football predictions this weekend, Dave?
Not as well as I would have hoped.
No. Not as well as me.
I know. I think you got 1 out of 7.
No, I got 3. I did.
You got 1 out of 7, you told me.
I got 3.
I thought I got none. Because you told me on the phone on Saturday, you told me I got none. But...
No, I got one in the first week, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I got 3 this week, I think.
Because you told me I had none out of... I thought I got the Villa one right. Villa Portsmouth, I think I put down as a home win, which was.
I don't know about
that. There were some strange results, though, this weekend.
Yeah, but that... that you can't use that as an excuse.
I know, but the worst, there's some strange ones.
Did you get you got the Chelsea one right, didn't you?
Of course
Carrie?
I did. Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you say it was a draw?
Mm.
Yeah. Wasn't though, was it?
It was nearly a draw.
Nearly a draw.
Yeah. I tell you what, if Chelsea hadn't scored that goal, it would have been a completely different scoreline.
Yeah, and if Cahill's header had gone in and Stubbsy's header had gone in.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't though, did it?
No.
No, right. Anyway, more predictions next week on Radio 1. It's 8:05. Gwen Stefani's in the building. We'll talk to her in 2 records time.
The biggest man at breakfast, because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. When morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So how many did you get right in the football predictions?
Apparently none.
Yeah. I mean, apparently none.
Well, I didn't see Grandson, did I? Because I was at the match.
But you know the results.
Yeah, but I can't remember what I put. I thought I put Villa down for a home win, but maybe I didn't.
I think I put Spurs down for a win.
Wigan, which I thought was a banker, right? They got beat.
What?
Wigan I thought was a banker.
Right.
They got beat off Plymouth. I told you, strange results this week.
Strange results this week. It's 12 minutes past 8. That was DJ from Jamelia. Let's bring in our lovely guest this morning. When Alan turns around and looks and gives me a thumbs up that he's listening. When you're ready, Al.
Sorry.
Let's Gwen Stefani. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard you talking about me in the car.
Was I saying nice things?
You were singing my songs. It's like doing the remix version of
Showgirl.
You
were doing a medley. Like a kind of, you know, some pop medley.
How are you?
I am great. I'm really good today. How are you?
I'm really happy because I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm like a little puffy. It's a little early for me, but...
you look fine.
I do, thanks. Yes. Mm.
You always look good.
It's cold in here. You guys got yourself woken up.
It means you pay attention, apparently.
Yeah.
He has it down cold.
Keeps everyone alert.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
What else? Talk about stuff. Tell me stuff.
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Chris. I'm Pisces.
Mm.
I've been with my parents this weekend.
Yeah.
And now I'm back in London.
Where do your parents live?
In Leeds.
Oh, cool.
Do you know where that is?
I don't. I heard of it, though.
200 miles away. Look, up north.
Is it okay if I put my gum right here?
You can put your gum anywhere.
Thanks.
Will you be putting the gum back in your mouth afterwards?
I was going to see if Elton wanted it later.
Have you met Elton John
Yeah,
before?
I have. Right. I'm really excited to see him.
Is he nice? I've never met him.
He's super nice. And you know what's so amazing about him, besides the fact that he's super ridiculously talented and incredible? He's just so excited about like making new music right now. Like it's almost like he's like a brand new guy coming out. Like when I talked to him recently, I was like, wow, you're so excited, you know? It's like, it's so refreshing to see him, you know? And he's so excited, like, he just started yesterday or something, you know?
Yeah,
so.
and he likes other music as well. He likes, you know, he gets really excited by other bands and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, he's really current and up on what's going on. He probably knows more what's out there than I do.
Did you ever see the documentary about him, Tantrums and Tiaras?
I don't think so.
You should get it. It's so funny.
I wanted to go to Vegas to see a show so bad.
Well, you've got a few years.
He's got a residency there, hasn't he?
He's there for 3 years.
Is he?
Yeah.
So cool. It must be so fun. And I know David LaChapelle did all the sets for it, so we were all talking about that.
Nice. Well, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Gwendolyn. Your lovely name. Gwendolyn.
My name's actually Gwen, but I like makeup names, so.
Are you not Gwendolyn?
No, I'm just Gwen. Because my parents, we had Stefani was the last name, so all of us got 4-letter names.
Right.
And mine was Gwen, G-W-E-N.
Okay.
Well. Which is Welsh, but...
That's fine. I'll just fire our researcher.
That's probably what it said on the website, though.
I got told you're Gwendolyn Renee Stefani.
Oh, Gwen Renee Stefani.
Okay.
But you can call me Gwendolyn.
Well, thank you.
I love the name Gwendolyn, and I love, like, extra names that aren't mine.
Gwendolyn Falula, Renee, Renatra, Stefani.
Yes.
You like that?
Renatra.
Now, let me ask you this. How tall are you?
5'6".
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
But you're a big, tall lady.
Am I?
Yeah.
But that's pretty tall, isn't it?
Well, you're not 5'6".
That's super high heels on.
No.
Wow. We thought you were taller than us, you see. We're 5'8½" each.
I just saw Gwen's leg.
I'm actually, when I take my shoes off, like a little midget.
Right.
No, you're not.
No, I'm like 5'6". I'm total normal size person.
I thought you were
130 pounds, 5'6".
The same as me. And how tall is your man?
6'1".
Right, okay. So that's why you wear the heels then, right?
Well, I like taking them off around him.
Right.
Then it makes me feel like a little, I don't know. I like a big man towering over me.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm 6'6". Yeah. That's right.
Oh. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Random guff.
Are people really listening
to
this?
Like you wouldn't believe. We've got more listeners on the show than they have had for years.
Let's have callers call in and stuff.
We've got that for you.
Oh, cool.
We've got people asking you questions later.
Okay.
But it's fine. It's all on tape.
Oh, it's all on tape?
Yeah.
But is it live? It is, because I just heard you guys.
Yeah,
we're live.
We're here now. Hello.
Hello. Let's talk about something good then.
No, what we do is we ask people to phone in with questions.
Okay.
And then we'll play you a little clip of them introducing themselves. And you can then choose whether you like the sound of them or not.
I can't believe I'm on Radio 1.
What?
Like, you know how hard it is to get on Radio 1?
Is it?
It's crazy, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Well, you are on because we love you.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I love your voice.
Really? Thank you. Yeah. Like, what part? Like, I mean, the singing or the...
No, I love your singing voice, but I do your speaking voice.
Oh, thanks.
You were in here one day a couple of years ago, and we were listening to you went into the studio, and I'm like, who's that? Who is that talking? That's such a sexy voice.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, that's weird. Because the thing is whenever I listen back to my voice, I always go, is that how I sound? You know, I'm sure you do the same thing.
Yeah, people always, I love my voice. But
most people hate their voice, but you're okay with it.
I love the sound of my own voice. But no, most people are like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the single is out and you got a new album out as well.
Yep.
Now,
well, that album's coming out in 2 weeks, which is crazy. I can't believe it.
But no doubt, that's not... You guys haven't split up, believe
me. No. Good. We just basically put out our greatest hits last year and did, you know, went to the Grammys, did our video. We just went on tour. Just on tour with those guys for like 6 weeks, which was amazing, playing for like 14,000 people a night. And
that's good.
Every track that we played on stage was like a hit. It was so weird. It's like, it's the first time, I think, going on tour where I actually realized what an incredible accomplishment, like, that we've been together all these years, and how grateful I am to all the people that, you know, went out and got our records and supported us and gave us such an look at my life. Like, I could be creative for the rest of my life, and it's like I'm forever indebted to those fans that actually took us seriously and like went out and bought our records and listened to songs about my life. And, you know, so it's pretty, that tour was like a real kind of eye-opener for me as far as like, wow, this really happened.
She's lovely. She's lovely.
Don't trip.
And I feel really emotional this morning, like telling you that story. I actually want to cry.
Do you know what, Gwen? Seriously, if you cry.
If I cry.
Great for ratings.
So good, like, for the ratings.
I promise you that I'm on the verge of tears during this whole interview.
Can I just say that? I think you're a lovely, beautiful, warm, talented person.
Thank you.
And you
appreciate
bring so much
it.
Joy to everyone's lives.
Rachel, grab us some Kleenex.
Hey?
Hey?
Well, in case she cries.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Not for you.
No, but so, yeah, we're totally still married, the band, and we're just going to... we took a break, and when we were taking the break, I said, dude, to Tony, I said, wouldn't it be fun to do a dance record?
Did you really say?
I said, dude.
Dude.
It would be fun to do a dance record based on, like, high school for me, which was, I was really into ska music, hardcore, like ska girl. So when you discover music, you're all anti-pop. For me, I was anti-everything that was out there. And I used to go dancing, though, at Disneyland, because that was where I grew up in Anaheim. And the club there was called Videopolis, and I used to go to Circle K, which was at Knott's Berry Farm.
Right.
And so all the music that was popular was like Club Nouveau, Prince, Lisa, The Time, Debbie Deb, The Cure, Depeche Mode, you know, Madonna just came out, you know, so it was like, I don't know, those records were the backdrop of my life, and I thought, you know, to Tony, he actually was Prince when I met him, our bass player, he thought he was, and he kind of turned me on to that, you know, that whole scene of music, and I just wanted to make a record that was inspired by that music, that made me feel the way that music made me feel, that was like super poppy and super good feeling music, and easy and fun, but I wanted to go work with some of the people that are in the club today, like Dre and Andre and the Neptunes, and see if I could make a record, a dance record that makes you want to dance, but feels like you feel with those songs, like they have real melodies, and it was hard. It was really hard to make.
So then how do you come up with the idea? Because obviously the first time you hear What You're Waiting For is it starts off really slow and piano-y, and that's the kind of song you expect it to be.
Like, I know, because everyone thinks I'm doing my solo record, but I can't claim this as my solo record because I'm too guilty. Like, it's such a collaboration of amazing talents coming together. Like, I have too much of a big, huge ego to say this is my solo record. Like, if I sit at the piano and write every single bit of it, then I'm going to call you and say, hey, guess what? I wrote my solo record, but I haven't done that yet. But it was a real ego buster working with all these talented people and opening myself up for the first time. Like, 'cause I've never written with other people before.
Right.
So it was like sitting next to Andre in a room where it's like his talent is so huge that I could barely squeeze in the room. And I was like drowning in his creativity going, whoa, how am I going to keep up with this guy? But I learned so much, and the music is all worth it because the record is just so fabulous and so fun. And I'm so proud of it, you know. So it's basically a side dish. It's like it's just something I wanted to do before I died. That's it.
Oh, God,
it's very
love you.
It's very innocent.
God love you. Well, let's play the single. This is What You're Waiting For. This is out today.
Oh, wow.
And then the album is out on the 22nd, which is Love Angel Music Baby.
Yep.
There you go. This is Gwen Stefani, What You're Waiting For.
Yo, Gwen, love you, Gwen.
Gwen puts her headphones on before me because she knows when the record ends. Well, yes, I like.
Yeah, but she should know when the record ends because she was very much responsible for its creation.
Well, yeah. And so What You're Waiting For, it's out today by Gwen Stefani, who is here.
It's so weird because when I went in to write this record, I was a little bit scared.
Right.
Because working with new people for the first time. And when I wrote What You're Waiting For, it was the second song that I had written on the record. I went in with Linda Perry, and I wasn't even planning to work with her, but she kind of came up to me and, like, forced me into it and was really aggressive and, like, she had, like, the eye of the tiger. We're going to write songs together. And, you know, so I went in there, and it was the second song that we wrote, and I was like, damn, I think I just wrote my first single. And it really was, like, which is just bizarre, you know, because that's really rare when that happens.
Is it easy writing with other people or not? Or did you find it?
Certain people, like, I had such chemistry with, and other people that I was so excited to work with. But the weird thing is, usually writing with the writers is a little easier than writing with the artists. Hmm. Because you got the whole fan thing going on when you're with the artist or the... I don't know. There's a lot of... For me, I think... I get really intimidated, like, because I don't even really know how I've ever written any songs. Like, I've written all these songs. I don't know how. So before I would go in with anyone, I'd be like, I just got to tell you that I want to write a song with you, but I don't know how to write songs. But maybe if I, you know, it's like you have to take your clothes off and be like, hi, here
really?
I am. Because it's like, it's very intimate, you know.
Well, I'll write a song.
I can say we write songs.
Not literally take your clothes off,
but
mentally.
That's fun. Mm.
Mentally, you have to undress yourself and be vulnerable and, like, sing just randomly in front of someone you don't even know.
So. Who decides who you work with? Did you sort of have a list of, or like, a dream team of who you
exactly.
wanted to collaborate with?
I just made a wish list. Like, it was bizarre. Like, I had a very clear and specific kind of record I wanted to make, so that was very, like, and everybody that I went in with was under really strict instructions as far as, like, the inspiration and what it was going to be, and, but once you get in there, you don't know what you're going to make up. And everybody, it was bizarre because people came, like, I got thousands of tracks sent to my house, like, just random tracks at DJs, and people just thought that I was going to just get their, like, beat and then, like, make a song up to it. That didn't ever happen. It always was, like, whoever I went in with pretty much from the start, we would either start a song or certain, like with Andre, he came to me with this song called Long Way to Go, which was a track that I think he had for his last record that was this interracial relationship. Beautiful song, almost like a, so many layers, like a painting, you know. And that was the first one we kind of like started on together. And he would, pretty much was a finished song. And then we went in from scratch on Bubble Pop Electric, which he had all these tracks that he had done. So he just would play me all these different weird tracks. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. I just wanted to see what it was like to get in the room with and see how these other people do it, you know, because no one ever taught me. And it was all about kind of telling my ego to shut up. You go over there and you shut up, and it doesn't matter, like, you know. But even at the end of the day, I still feel like I want to raise my hand and go, oh my God, I did that part, and they did that part, and like, oh my God, it's just so stupid.
That's my bit there. That's my bit on the record.
I did that part.
I like that though. I understand that.
But it's dumb. Nobody cares but me. But
no, it's good. But that's what it's all about though. You've got to be able to do that. That's my bit there. I said that. That works. Right, Gwen, we're going to play, we're going to do the news.
Okay.
And then play a couple of songs. Then we're going to come back and talk more with the lovely Gwen Stefani, who's with us.
Coming soon, only Radio.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. I'm thinking, why aren't the pips coming on? Why are the pips? Because I'm a minute late, that's why. Where are the pips? Right, so more from Gwen in a minute. How lovely is she?
She is lovely.
She's lovely, man. Yeah, we'll talk to her in a bit. And then we'll also play Black Eyed Peas in a second. And we'll play U2 and the brilliant Vertigo after we get some news from Dominic in Tate 31.
And the main news this morning is the high-speed train crash outside Reading. It's still too soon to be set.
U2
and Vertigo. So we're going to see them next week. You should come.
Oh, man. We were on tour with those guys.
Wow.
It was so crazy. We got to fly in their jet and, like, go around, you know, America.
Wow.
It was just, like, it was a dream. And Bono is the most amazing, sparkly, like, giving person I've ever met.
Come with us next week.
Okay.
To Dublin.
Dublin.
Oh, are you?
This is what we do. Next Tuesday. Joe Wiley, who's on after us, she does the show from their studio with the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday night, they're going to do a gig in their studio for like a handful of people.
Wow.
Come with us.
Okay. I'm not doing anything, so okay. Sure.
There you go.
It'll be the coolest evening ever.
Yeah. I've never met, I've stood next to Bono, but I've never met him.
You know what? He's so dreamy. Like, just in a
real... See, I wouldn't use the word dreamy.
Well, the thing is that he has enough time to, like, to give to everyone around him. The whole, like, he makes you feel so, like, important, and, like, plus he's saving the world, plus he's writing really great songs, and he's being a dad and a husband, and he's just, like, a multitasker, so I admire him a lot.
So that's a date, then, next week.
Okay, dude.
We'll go to Dublin. And listen, if you can't get a hotel, you can stay at my auntie's house. It's not a problem.
Yeah, okay, cool, because I like staying at people's houses that I don't know.
That's fine. That's great.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird, but okay, I'll sort that out for you.
Elton's here.
Oh, my God.
Is he?
Oh, my God!
This is just the weirdest day ever.
He's totally here right now.
All right, so we've got questions for you from
He's in
listeners.
With the Harajuku girls.
He's in with your girls?
Yeah.
How cool. Funny. But wouldn't you be able to be a fly on the wall in that room right now? Right, questions for Gwendolyn Stefani. These are from our listeners, right? So, as I said earlier, I'll play a little bit of them saying, hi, I'm whatever, from wherever.
Okay.
And then from that, you can decide whether you want the question or not.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is the first one.
Hi, Gwen. I'm Ross, and I'm a rigger from Gloucester.
Ross, who's a rigger from Gloucester.
Rigger meaning like a rigger on a tour, or like a rigger?
I don't know. Rigger as in a... He's a rigger.
You know what? He sounds like a nice guy.
What's a rigger, Al?
Mobile phone masts.
Ah, okay.
What does that mean?
It means he puts up, you know, the antennas for mobile phones.
Oh, well, one of those guys that makes everyone really frustrated then. Okay. You know what? I want to talk to him.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question.
And if he's rude, then I'll just, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Gwen, have you ever fancied a cartoon character?
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. I've once said that one time I was trying to get out of a question about who I made out with. It was like one of those, like, who are you making out with this week, or one of those things. And I said Kermit the Frog, because I am a huge fan of the original Muppet movie and the songs in that movie.
So now everyone thinks you fancy Kermit the Frog.
Do you know how many Kermit the Frogs that I've been given in my lifetime? I have a collection. I have big ones, small ones, but not really.
No,
I don't fancy. Elastigirl. I don't even want to say the word fancy because it's so English, and now I'm going to be English girl.
You can say that. Elastigirl in the
Incredibles. I saw it the other day. It's great.
That movie, The Incredibles.
Oh, really?
Mm. It's
very good. Okay, I'll go watch it.
Okay, this is the next question. Next person.
Hi, Gwen. I'm Jo, a graphic designer from Colchester.
Hello.
Hello.
Would you like a question?
How many do I get to choose from?
Well, there's five. So you can have all of them, or you can just pick.
Oh, let's just have all of them. Okay. Why not?
And you go for all of them. You're sort of very nice.
Is your song about anyone in particular, or is it about yourself?
What You're Waiting For is totally about me. It's all about me.
We have so much in common.
It's all about me.
I should write a song about me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Would it sell?
Yeah, I'd call it Love Machine.
Would you?
Mm. What's wrong with that?
Love Machine.
Yeah.
Love Machine with the fresh face. Freshly shaved face.
Yeah, I'm freshly shaven today.
You look excellent.
Well, no, normally I look like a fat 17-year-old boy, but I look all right.
No, you look good. You look smooth.
Thank you. Cheers. The next person.
Hi, Gwen. I'm Alan, and I'm a builder from Sittingbourne.
Hi. What do you... Ask me something.
I saw No Doubt support you two in America 3 years ago. Have you got any tips for Chris and the gang hanging out with you two?
Oh.
Mm.
I don't have any tips, but I'm really excited for you guys.
Well, you're coming.
Yeah, and I'll be there, so...
Yeah. You're going to stay at my Auntie May's house.
Exactly.
There's room.
You're going to make me some, like, Weetabix or, like...
What, the traditional
Irish
breakfast cereal?
It's a little, like, what do they call it? Black pudding and all that stuff.
You can have white pudding.
Oh, white pudding.
Mm. White pudding if you go to Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, and proper Irish bread.
Oh, my God. No, not that brown bread.
Soda bread.
I love soda bread. Yeah. I love soda bread.
Every time we have relatives come over to see my mum and dad, they always bring white pudding and bread. So that's all we did. That's the kind of bread I've been eating for the whole weekend.
Oh, my God, I love soda bread. Did I say that already?
Yeah, that's fine. If you're not alone.
Maybe if I say I love soda bread, that people will start bringing me soda bread instead of Kermit the Frog.
They'll send you Kermit the Frog soda bread.
Green stuff.
Okay, two more questions.
Hi, Gwen. I'm Hannah, and I'm a student in York.
Hi.
Here's your question.
Gwen, have you ever been to Kidderminster?
To where? Kidminster?
Kidderminster. Kidderminster is where Rachel, our producer, is from. And the other week she interviewed Hugh Grant. And so she asked, have you ever been to Kidderminster? So now it seems to be our reoccurring question.
Okay. Absolutely no.
No. You'd like it there.
I would probably like it there, though.
You're missing out.
Is it like kind of suburban-ish?
It's a small town just near Birmingham in the Midlands.
Very similar to Anaheim. Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Probably really relate to the people there.
I believe it's twinned with Anaheim now.
Is
there a little Disneyland there?
Mm. We've got the Safari Park not far, actually, so that could be the equivalent.
Yeah. They have a football team that are quite entertaining.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. For all the wrong reasons.
Moving on.
Next question. And finally.
Hi, Gwen. My name's Alan. I'm a salesman from Gravesend in Kent.
There you go.
From where?
Gravesend. In Kent.
Oh, in Kent. Mm. Yeah, I know that area.
Okay, right.
Do you get a lot of short people asking to get stuff off the top shelf in supermarkets?
People think I'm so tall,
but
and
you know,
I'm
do
not.
You, do you have this all the time? Because Dominic, who's our newsreader, who is tall, he just said to me, he goes, really, she's not that tall? She said, no, she's not that tall.
I always thought
you were 6 foot or something.
Really? Well, that's great. I think that, you know, what happens is on TV it makes you look different, and in pictures and stuff, you know what I mean? People always are like, oh my God, you're so skinny! Or like, you know, when they see me, or, oh, wow, you look so much better in real life.
They like that with us as well.
I'll be like,
I've never had you look better in real life.
Wow, you're so skinny.
I think everyone looks better in real life.
Do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because you can find, like, the realness in them, you know what I mean? And... I don't know.
We've had some people in here that have looked really rough.
Yeah. Some of them in the morning without their makeup.
Ooh. Some people look great on TV, then they come in here, they're hanging. Big puffy eyes.
That's how I feel right now, like a puff ball.
You look lovely.
Power puff.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
I'm in love with Gwen Stefani.
All you're going to hear is me giggle, giggle, giggle. It's a giggle morning talk show.
Listen, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to play my songs, or it's too late? We have to play Elton now.
We've got to move on. But I love you.
You know what? That makes up for it. And you know what? That's actually cool, because now people have to wait 2 more weeks to hear him until the record comes out.
The album is called Love Angel Music Baby, which is out on November the 22nd. And the single, which is what you're waiting for, is out in the shops today. So when you go and buy the single today, you can also pre-order the album.
Oh, perfect.
Do you like that?
I'm so excited for everyone to get it. I'm really excited.
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to listening to it later today.
Cool.
Today is my new album day. I'm going to go home and listen to loads of new albums.
That's exciting.
And lots of albums that came out a while ago that I still haven't listened to yet.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and have a little bit of, a lot of fun with Elton. And I'm going to go give him a kiss before he comes in here.
So listen, you too then. That's a date, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Don't bring Gavin.
Hey!
Oh,
it's a team.
Hey, baby. Hey. All right, you can bring him.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
The gorgeous Gwen Stefani, everybody.
Yay.
Elton's in the building. We'll talk to him in a bit.
5 Live Sports Extra. Sports Extra.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elton John is in the building. Tony got in the live lounge. Elton John, Gwen Stefani, and Dominic, our newsreader, and Kerry, our sport girl. There's a meeting of minds. Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado. Powerless. It's 5 to 9. Thank you, Gwen Stefani. Go by the record today. Elton John is on the show in a bit. This is Lamar. If there's any justice. It's not Walk On by the way. Don't sing that when it comes to, right? Got it.
Radio 1.
If there's any justice.
I know I went on about this the other week, but he did an acoustic song at the Big C concert the other week that was absolutely superb.
Beautiful.
To the point where I just thought, he's just gone up like 1,000,000% in my eyes, Lamar. So, his voice is superb. Anyway. If there's any justice in the world, and I start to cry. How do you get to today's track from Friday's track, Prodigy and Breathe?
If you remove the last letter of Breathe, you get Breath, which is something you might see when it's cold. Coldplay are fronted by Chris Martin, who wrote Gravity for Embrace. Embrace is what you might give an old friend or relative if you've not seen them for a while. While rhymes with aisle, which is something you'd find in a supermarket, as are beans and kitchen roll. Roll With It was a big hit for Oasis. Oasis is a 5-letter word beginning with O, as is opera. Opera is something that you'd have to get dressed up for, as are christenings. Christenings involve wetting the baby's head. Head Jam is a program presented by Vernon Kay.
Brilliant.
Vernon Kay shares the same surname and Bolton birthplace as comedian Peter Kay. Peter Kay was on Jonathan Ross on Friday night, as was our very special guest this morning, Gwen Stefani. And Gwen Stefani's no doubt are a good example of an American band whose name consists of 2 words, with the first one beginning with the letter N. And in that respect, share something in common with the New Radicals, which links us to this morning's tedious track. It is the New Radicals, and you get what you give.
That so doesn't work, Dave.
But it does.
It so doesn't work.
Oh, yes.
And a band with 2 names here are the New Radicals.
Without the dub, bit.
Well, yeah, and you call them the New Radicals twice. Play it loud, then.
Hi Comedy Dave, this is David Moyes from Everton. That tedious link was fantastic.
Where the hell did you get that from? When did you get that?
That was David Moyes from Everton.
When did you get that? That's fantastic.
Juliet got it for
really?
You. Present as a don't forget her.
Wow.
Family.
Well, thank you Juliet and thank you David Moyes. That's it, can we hear you again?
Hi, Comedy Dave, this is David Moyes from Everton. That tedious link was fantastic.
Superb. I like that a lot. I like that even more than the Slash one.
Really? Mm. David Moyes is the new Slash.
Oh, legend.
There you go, Dave, nice little present for you.
Thank you very much.
Your eyes just lit up like a Christmas tree. It's half time on the show, and today, for one day only, Dave will say,
let's get ready for Elton!
Thank you.
It's Elton John!
Hello, how are you?
All right,
Pleasure to meet you.
All right, ditto. A good result for you on Saturday.
Yeah, miracle result.
I know.
You know
I didn't
mean?
Know you'd signed David Healy.
Yeah, he's great.
Yep.
Really good. Would you like to buy Leeds?
No.
Right.
Okay. No.
Sure. Would you lend me 30 million so I can buy
Sure, yeah, you can buy them.
Fantastic. You can have, I'll give you a free season ticket.
Thanks. My security guards, when I use them, they're big Leeds fans. They look after all the players up there.
God, I bet they're happy at the moment. Anyway, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Ditto.
Lovely to meet you. And Gwen Stefani was in with all her friends. It's been a bit of a busy, weird morning this morning.
Yeah, it's all happening, isn't it?
Yeah. So what time did you get up this morning?
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah.
Man, was that for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Wow.
I haven't been to the BBC for so long, I didn't know this was... I thought I was nearly went to the other one.
Yeah, we're tucked away now.
I saw Tony Blackburn with a walking stick and I thought, no, it's the wrong fucking place.
I tell you, they've got the... Oh! We've got
I'm not
the,
on the live air.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, no.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, really?
I apologise to boys and girls.
Sorry about that.
It's Elton John, I don't care. No, because they have this beautiful Broadcasting House building where it's called Broadcasting House, right? And Radio 1 isn't there. Radio 2 isn't there. And 5 Live isn't there. No one's there.
You're the unwanted child of radio.
Yeah, we are. We're like the
off child.
Dirty love child.
Yeah.
It's 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got up at 5:30?
I usually get up about 7:30, but I can't remember the last time I got up.
Do you normally get up at 7:30?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm a good boy now. I'm like Women's Institute, all that bit, you know.
See, I'd have still thought you might have been a, never before 10 person.
No. Always up 7:30.
Do you have a morning routine?
Go up, get downstairs, have a cup of tea, something to eat, go upstairs, get showered, put on some music, and there you go.
Put on Radio 1, right?
Yeah. Yes, sometimes, yes.
Thanks. Have you ever heard the show before?
I have.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Why not?
I like it. I don't like it.
I know. I like it. Yes.
Good. It's the right answer.
No, we like the music.
Good. And me.
Yeah, and you. Yeah.
And the news and weather and time checks and jingles.
Yes, and jingles.
Oh, well, no. I've been wanting to get you on the show for years.
Well, I'm always going around the world fighting photographers and trying to get lip syncing banned. It's hard to fit you in, isn't it?
Oh man, it's just so funny. And then I went out the other day and I bought. I went buying CDs on Wednesday or Thursday, and it was the day that I was told that you were going to be coming on the show. So I thought, right, well, I'm going to go and buy Elton's greatest hits, so I can be on top of all his work.
Thank you.
And then I realised, well, I know them all anyway.
No.
So I don't need to listen to them. But I listened to it. We had it on this morning. We're listening to it this morning. It's, you've done some good stuff.
Thank you very much.
You should be proud of yourself.
I am. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a good way to make a living.
There's a few good tracks in there.
Thank you very much.
But what I found interesting is when you buy the greatest hits, the 1970 to 2002 one, $18.99 version.
Yeah.
Inside, you always get the little kind of leaflety things, is Elton official ringtones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that wouldn't interest me at all because I don't have a mobile phone.
Do you not?
No. Or a computer.
And you get to choose your Elton John ringtone. You dial the number or whatever, and you can have monophonic or polyphonic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did bring something new in, which is... Eminem's done a two-pack album that's coming out next year.
Yeah.
And there's a track with me on it, which is going to be the second single, I think. And it's really fabulous, and no one's heard it yet. So if you wanted to play that, the two-pack record.
Fantastic, yeah, we'll play that later. If that's
yeah,
right.
So I fling it over. Wee, there you go.
Elton goes, nobody's got it, nobody's played it, nobody's heard it. Flings it across to you, it's Rachel, who doesn't catch it.
Yeah. He took her eye out.
I almost landed in the bin.
I know. There you go.
It's a profanity, isn't it?
There's no profanity in it.
That's what I was going to say, we should check it.
We've already checked that out.
Oh, okay. But that's all right. I'm loving this job.
Yeah?
I can't do anything else. If I lose it, I'm dead.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
But no profanity.
Well, you know.
That's hard, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
At this time of the morning, it's very hard.
It really is hard. I've had a couple of slips.
Yeah.
The other week.
I just had one and I didn't know I was on the air.
Well, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's because it's our relaxed studio. It's my relaxed style.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like we're having a chin wag.
A chin wag. Well, yeah. I've got a lot of chins to wag, so it's...
you and me both.
Please.
I shave for you today.
Really? Mm. Yeah, you're very... not hirsute today. You're very smooth.
Yeah, and I haven't seen my face for about 2 months.
Really? I never look at my face. It's too much. I can't bear it.
It's just the chins. When I shave, I just look like some fat 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So I normally have kind of a bit of stubble to kind of look a bit rugged.
You do look smooth, though, this morning.
Thank you very much. It's nice.
Made an effort.
You gonna play any music then? Instead of talking to me.
Yes, we are. Now you're gonna hang around for a while.
Can you come in every day?
Eh?
Can you come in every day to get him to play the music?
You sound like our boss when you say that.
Yeah. What are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play the next. Well, you can either have Michael Gray, The Weeknd, Shutdown's track. You hear that?
Yeah.
Or Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, which will be their next song.
I like the Green Day.
Do you want the Green Day?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the Green Day then. This comes out in 3 weeks' time. It's called Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Comes out in 3 weeks' time. Did my voice break then?
A little bit, yeah.
Comes out in 3 weeks' time on the 29th of November. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It's 9:15, Monday morning on Radio 1, and... Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John.
Morning.
You've always wanted to say that, haven't you?
Yeah, no.
And Gwen Stefani, who I saw in... very nice to see her this morning.
Yeah, she's really lovely.
She's fantastic.
Really, really lovely. And very easy on the eye.
Easy on the eye. Yes, she is.
But I never realised. I always thought she was about 6'2". I thought she was a real
tall. Well, she is this morning. She's got about 5-inch heels on.
Yeah, but then she takes them off and she's not...
Oh, you got her to take her shoes off, did you?
Well, I kind of kick her like that, do you know what I mean? I'm very weird in that way.
I know.
Get your shoes off.
You dirty shoe wearer.
You say that to Anne Widdicombe all the time.
See your feet. Get them shoes off.
Come on, Anne, get them off.
I feel ill. Oh, dear. So Elton's here, and we've been having a chat about football off the air, and Leeds United.
I know what he's sworn on the air, which is typical for me these days. What I need is more press, isn't it?
You're so outrageous.
No, no.
Elton John was crazy the other morning on Radio 1.
Well, maybe Elton turns the air blue is what they normally say. Every time.
I won't say anything else like that.
DJ in a spin as Elton turns airwaves blue.
Moyles on red carpet.
Do you know, I'm missing the newspaper today, and for the first time in my miserable press life, I'm not referred to as Motormouth or Roly-Poly DJ.
Yeah, but it is a story from 3 years ago or something.
But it's not, you know... Is it you shaved?
Is that the story?
No.
It's not even that up to date. It's about when you lost your virginity.
Mm.
Really? Yeah. Is that only 3 years ago?
Get a shave more recently than that.
I'm famous now. I can pull.
No.
You know, before, I was just kind of short and fat. Now I'm short, fat and famous.
Join the club.
Oh, dear. Is it true that you got engaged the other week?
No.
Is it not?
No.
No. We were hoping for a big wedding.
No big wedding. No Billy Idol songs imminent yet.
No. I was hoping to be a page boy.
No, you could have been. Yeah. But we've, no, that's not true.
Okay.
No. The Germans, that was the Germans' fault.
Really?
Well, I did a German press thing and they said, would you ever get married? And I said, yeah, I might think about it. And of course the next day it was, Elton is getting married. Yeah. And do you see the thing they did to Stan Collymore in The Sun? Have you read about that?
What's that?
Well, there was a big thing about... I just read it in The Guardian today, that Stan Collymore was doing a book signing, and this girl came up and said, oh, sign this, will you? And it was
a statement.
Yeah.
Which was all about the alleged brawling women up, and I'm
a tosser and everything like that, and he signed it. And they printed the story.
I know.
That's a paper to believe, isn't it? The Sun. Trustworthy at every... I mean, I sued them years ago, and they obviously haven't improved.
You got a front-page apology, didn't you?
I got a front-page apology and a large sum of money.
How much did you get?
A much million.
Did you?
Yeah, but actually, to be honest with you, all I wanted was the front-page apology in the same typeface.
Mm.
You know, because that usually you get... You, under the racing results, you get the apology.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But that is outrageous. Don't you think that's an outrageous thing to do?
I do. For those of you who don't know what it is, they folded up a piece of paper... which then he signed, but obviously then when you unfolded it, there was a letter saying, you know, I am this, that, and the other, and it goes therefore signed by Stan.
Outrageous.
Anyway. Would you sign this for me, please?
I will.
I will buy Leeds United.
I will buy Leeds United for 30 million.
See, now you've said it, they can put it in quotation marks now. Elton to buy Leeds, shocker.
You've still got the biggest wage bill in the first division, I think, or the championship position.
We've got it down a lot. We've got it down a hell of a lot now.
To 20.
I don't know what it is now, but
20.
You know, is that what it is?
I think 18 to 20, yeah.
But we've got the debt down. Anyway, the deal's fallen through, I think, the last time I heard. Mr. Sainsbury was going to...
Sainsbury's
godson. The original Sainsbury godson was going to...
Isn't there any famous company that's based in Leeds that could buy it? I mean, like, you got Walker's Crisps at Leicester.
Yeah,
No famous Leeds companies?
Asda?
But technically, M&S started in Leeds, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
But
yeah.
I can't see them buying Elland Road.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They'd change the strip, it'd be a chiffon. Mm.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't look good. Anyway, where are we going with this?
I don't know.
I'm going to play... All right, you can choose now what you want to hear, what the next song will be.
Right.
You can either have Milo, Drop the Pressure.
Well, I've already decided it's going to be Milo.
Oh, okay.
He's my favourite.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
He's my favourite. Drop the Pressure, Milo.
Milo?
Milo.
Right, we'll play that. We'll play it next already. When it's 20 past nine.
New music, we trust.
Great album, that. It's constantly on my CD player. It's Milo and Drop the Pressure.
Milo, for me, is something you have just before you go to bed at night, at my age. It's a slightly reposed Ovaltine and Horlicks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it anything like what you're drinking?
Oh, like that?
Hey, show Elton. Look at your detox.
Oh no, what is this?
Hey, look at that.
That is horror. This is like Alsatian.
They told me to,
they told me to hide it. I'm not surprised.
Well, it's apparently meant to do me some kind of good, but I may as well try it.
What is it?
It's better than drinking white wine.
6 o'clock this morning, she goes, look what I'm drinking on my detox. I went,
oh, God.
You're drinking your own urine.
Oh, is
that? No, it's not. I've said that to you.
Oh, it's just hideous looking thing. What is it?
It's very fruity, actually. Some kind of detox.
Join the club.
Honestly, try it.
Oh, man. My girlfriend's just texted me, by the way, saying, can we go to one of Elton's balls?
Yes, you can.
Excellent. Great.
Absolutely.
Hey! Fill in your own punchline.
Yeah.
So what stuff at the moment? What are the CDs that you listen to at the moment?
New Kings of Leon. I'll tell you what I got in the car. Kings of Leon, Depeche Mode remix album, which is absolutely brilliant. Rafael Sadiq, who used to be in Tony, is called Ray Ray, which is fantastic. Still listening to The Killers, still listening to Milo. What else? There's a whole pile of new stuff that I can't remember I put in my car. New Rufus Wainwright that's out in about a couple of weeks called Want To. That's about it, I think. There's a Great Killers remix of the single that I'm listening to, so about six, you know, dance remixes. Mm. I like dance music in first thing in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. I have to wake up to that.
I watched the...
That or the Libertines or something loud.
Yeah, the Libertines. Oh, they're good. See, I'm liking them. I watched the documentary about you a few years ago. Was when I thought one of my favourite bits in it is where you go CD shopping.
Yeah.
And you go... Oh, I'll have that, whatever it will be, the Killers album. So there's three copies in the box.
Yeah.
And then three copies of another album. Do you still do that? Do you still have to buy...
One for the houses, yeah, so I don't have to troll them with me because I lose them otherwise. Yeah, in fact, I usually go to Virgin on Mondays. In America, I go on Tuesdays because they come out a day later in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love buying CDs. I really do like it. It's a good experience. You just said you bought a whole pile of CDs.
Yeah, I did. I went
things out. You haven't heard for a while, like Simon and Garfunkel.
That's right. I'm
the plane goes your crate.
I'm going to say cutting edge youth culture.
Cutting edge, yes. Alma Cogan.
And I bought your album.
And Razorlight. You said you bought Razorlight.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I bought Maroon 5, I think I bought. And I bought... It's one of those things where I bought so many, now I can't remember what I bought.
Right. Well, there you go.
But it was good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like buying CDs.
Yeah. Do you download a lot?
Do you know? No.
No?
I don't.
I don't know. I don't have an iPod, so that'd be...
I don't know how to.
We were number one on the download chart last week, weren't we?
We were?
Yeah, we were.
We knocked U2 off the top.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Amazingly, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good record, the U2 record.
Vertigo.
Yeah.
Really good.
Excellent.
Don't you think the charts in England are the best? I mean, not particularly the singles charts, but the album charts. If you look at the top 100 albums in England and then you look at the top 100 albums in America, the British charts are so much better and have so much better stuff in them.
There is a lot of good stuff right at the moment.
If you've got things like Estelle and Jamelia, and then you've got things like Razorlight and Snow Patrol and The Libertines and Franz Ferdinand, and Milo and stuff like that are in the charts, it's not a bad reflection on what's going on in this country, I don't think.
No, it is.
It's very healthy at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's the best it's been for, I think, 10 years, yeah, at least.
We do these one big weekend shows where we'll go to a different part of the UK and put on 2 days of stuff. And normally Saturday's dance day.
Yeah.
And Sunday's the live band's day. And over the last, I'd say, 18 months, the lineup that we've put on, when you look back at the list,
yeah,
it's just amazing. Mm. The talent we've had, like Keen and Snow Patrol and The Thrills. And
Coldplay, and Avril Lavigne.
Have you had Kasabian on?
Yes, we have. They're in Birmingham.
And just so much stuff, and it's great. And it's often we get them on so early because we play a lot of new stuff. And then when you look back at the list, it's like, good God, they've all played for us for free. Yeah. And these gigs are free as well.
For free.
Because the BBC's great.
Yeah, you have to play for free on the BBC.
Well,
you never make a living playing for the BBC, would you? It's like, we got 5 gigs at the BBC this week, and can you lend us a fiver?
you know what it's like. It's exactly the same for us.
Yes,
car into work, can't have a car to take you back home again.
Really?
Yeah, get the bus.
Where do you live?
I live in Brixton.
Really? Yes. You don't really?
I do really.
You do?
I do. Let's play a record. It's 9:28 at Radio 1. This is Scissor Sisters. It's Scissor Sisters and Laura on Radio 1, just been having a chat about politics off the air with Elton, and some very interesting points that you're making.
Indeed, yes.
Right, still to come then. We have the CD that Elton's brought in this morning, which we're going to play before 10 o'clock. There's no profanity in it, it's been checked.
Clean. Yeah.
Clean.
Clean, like ourselves.
Yeah.
First of all, let's get to news with Dominic and sport with Carrie. It's 9:32.
Still no answer to what caused Saturday's train crash.
And we're not good enough, claims Fergie.
BBC Radio.
They played in Birmingham last night, and apparently they were great.
Really?
Mm.
Good.
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 Keen and Somewhere Only We Know. They're good live, actually.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. They did a Radio 1 gig for us, and I introduced them.
I like people that play the piano.
Do you?
I've a big crush.
I don't hear his name very much anymore.
He's in a musical. He was.
Is he?
West End, yeah.
Yeah.
Chubby Brown, he plays the piano.
Yeah. Les Dawson used to play the piano.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
No. God bless him.
No.
I'd like to play the piano.
You would?
Yeah.
You probably could.
Do you do lessons?
Do you need lessons?
Yeah, do you do them?
No, I don't.
No.
I mean, do I do lessons? Yeah. Well, for you, yeah. Now you showed your beard off, of course. Yeah.
Really? Thanks very much. Hey. That's brilliant. Maybe, Wednesday night between 6 and 7, I'll come around and wait for
we hit that lessons. Yeah, chopsticks, all right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I love Chinese food.
My fingers. I can't play any instrument, but I think if I started to learn, I think I'd pick it up fairly easily.
I think you would. You look like a piano playing type.
Thank you. The only thing is, though, I've seen just too many people who can play. I'll never get to a stage of other pianists, and so half of me thinks there's no point in even trying. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you're
one of these people that if you don't pick it up and you're not any good at it, you don't want to do it because you want to be brilliant at it, right?
Well, yeah, but I'd love to just, you know...
That's why you're giving up sex. No.
I told you, don't say that on the air.
No, all right.
It's between you and I.
I tell you.
Well,
yes.
Literally.
Right, well, I hope it is now. Oh, right. Hey, it is between you and I as well. Oh.
Is there any reason he came on the show? Good morning.
There it is. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Dear, oh, dear.
Now, I've seen Jules Holland play the piano, and he just blows me away. Yeah. I just don't know the speed of it. I don't know.
Well, let me come around and I'll blow you away.
Good morning.
I don't have a keyboard.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
The office still open.
The office still open.
Oh, dear.
You know what you would be if you were a piano player?
What?
You'd be Mrs. Moyles.
Hey.
You may be Mrs. Mills, right? You'd be Mrs. Moyles.
Hello, everybody, Mrs. Moyles.
No, Mrs. Moyles here, but this is a song from my other piano.
I'm tickling the ivories.
You are. Mm. Right, enough of this.
Right.
You've got Coldplay, this is foreplay. Right.
Morning, Mum, by the way. Elton John's flirting with me.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the CD that you brought in, that you were telling us about earlier.
Well, I've just been handed this awful sort of looking thing, which is a CD, and it's a CD by Tupac.
Right.
Eminem has apparently done an album, gone in the studio and got a lot of things together from his old stuff, and has produced an album of old Tupac stuff. Now, Tupac was definitely the mentor for Eminem. I mean, Tupac was the greatest rapper and the most poetical rapper before Eminem came along. And so he's done this track, and he's used one of my samples on it, and that's not urine to you. That's it's Madman Across the Water, a track called Indian Sunset, and the actual the track is called Ghetto Gospel. Yeah, Ghetto Gospel. And so it'll be out sometime next year, but no one's heard it in England, apart from myself.
Okay, well, we're going to play it now.
Go ahead.
Brought it in. Okay, so this is the track.
Hit him with a little ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me.
People are texting in about this song. They are loving it. What a tune, says Gordon from Worcester. Fantastic Tupac tune from Tommy. Blah, blah, blah. What's that, Ghetto Gospel?
Ghetto Gospel, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And Tupac was obviously the great first rapper, and to have an Eminem-produced record of his, I can't wait to get my hands on that.
Yeah, really good. So you approve?
I'm a what?
You approve.
Oh, I see. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Do you ever get tracks which sample yourself? That you
no,
that's really
the
go?
First thing is,
oh,
that
really?
I've been sampled. And so I'm very happy that it's a Tupac track. I mean, let's face it, it could have been Bananarama or something like that, right?
Could have been us.
Could have been us, yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
What a sample.
Yeah. Take a nice sample.
Well, now that we've been number one in the download chart, knocking you two off the top spot.
Yeah. We've got quite a pedigree.
Well, you are the saviour of Radio 1, aren't
you? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is true.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we should...
You haven't said that this morning, actually.
Well, I'm the saviour of Radio 1.
Yeah.
I just said it then?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, we should do that. Would you? You could duet with us.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you will.
Bill, like you did with Blue.
Yeah, and I've just done your pantomime, so I might as well do a duet.
Yeah, so thank you for doing that, by the
way. That's quite all right. Widow Twanky.
Is that who you are?
No, well, I don't know. No, actually, I'm the Beast.
Really?
I'm the Beast.
I've heard that.
I have, yeah.
So your new album's out today.
Yeah.
Which is called Peachtree Road.
Arr.
That sounds lovely.
Very nice, isn't it? It's in Atlanta.
Is it?
Ah, that's where... There's only one street that goes through Atlanta, but it goes from, like, 40 miles. It's called Peachtree Road, and that's where the studio was, and that's where I live in Atlanta when I'm there.
It's very nice.
Very nice. Everything's peachy in Atlanta. The album cover's nice. There's a picture of me with a nice peach-coloured dress on, and you know, swinging from a swing with lots of magnolia blossoms. I thought that would be the way to go on this one.
That's how I spend my weekends.
Yeah, so we've just been told, yes. Yeah.
And talk to me about the Caesar's Palace residency.
Well, that's really, really enjoyable. I mean, it's a wild show that's been designed and produced by David LaChapelle,
right,
the photographer and video maker, and it's really quite an amazing extravaganza. It's an hour and a half of... It's a bit like going on a roller coaster ride for an hour and a half with all the visual stuff that's going on and then me trying to survive it on stage. But it's really good fun, and everyone who's seen it has had a great time. It's very... You won't see anything like that anywhere else in the world, I wouldn't think. It's it was, you know, when everyone said I was going to go to Vegas, everyone thought, oh, well, you know, play a few hits, get the old money, take the money and run. But I didn't want to do that, and I got David LaChapelle to do this show, and it's quite outrageous. I mean, for all you heteros out there, there are more tits than anything else in this show, so there's Pam.
I'm going.
Something for everybody.
Some pole dancing, and it's great. It's great fun.
I like it.
We're there.
Yeah. We should do the show from backstage.
I said tits, didn't I?
you
can't say tits on the radio, like the Scissor Sisters.
It's
right?
A category C swear. Would you get away with that?
I go right.
You'd say shirt pillows.
What about wank? Is that?
Oh no!
That's moving up.
Is that B? Is that a category?
That's a category B swear.
They're a bit like hurricanes, are they? Yes.
Well, I'd class that as an A, actually.
Why would you?
I'd put quite up about the.
It's a climber.
What about the vagina?
No.
Well, it's a biology term.
Vagina is a normal word that you can look up in the dictionary.
I know, but.
Testicle, right?
Testicles are right.
Yes, testicle. Yes. A hemorrhoid. Yes.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
You're listening to my last show on Radio 1.
It's been lovely being here.
Yeah.
Did Gwen Stefani swear?
No.
No, well, no. Bollocks.
She said... I apologise to all
sorry about
listeners.
This, but I have this kind of syndrome towards 10 o'clock, so...
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so pleased you came on the show.
I did. I'll clear it up. It's all right. It's just gone over the playlist.
It's like Mardi Gras. What else was I going to say?
Yeah, you've gone all red now.
I know. Well, for the first time.
Right.
But, good.
Now, you were in Las Vegas when I rudely interrupted you.
Yeah. Peachtree Road, which is out today, by the way, he produced this album for the first time.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's his 43rd album.
Sad, isn't it?
No, it's not sad.
Nah, it's sad. No, poor old sod.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You should do it. And a UK tour next month.
Yes, UK tour next year with some gospel singers who are on the album. So, value for money, you know, fly them in from America.
Will there be lap dance pole dancers on that tour?
No, unless you want to come on stage and give us a sample.
You're on.
Yeah, all right.
You're on.
That's not savory.
You get a pole in and I'll dance on one of your songs.
Well, in the pantomime, did you... You're in a pair of Speedos.
I don't know what's in our panto yet.
Yeah, it's a good job as well.
Really?
Yeah.
When Stefani...
He's written it, so I don't know
what's
in it.
When Stefani falls in love with you because she sees you in a pair of Speedos.
Oh, don't...
Actually, to be fair, Alid wrote that scene.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're writing comedy for the show now.
Yeah.
God help us all.
Right.
We're all going to hell.
Right.
And she's driving.
No.
So, yeah, Newcastle and Sheffield and Nottingham and Glasgow and London's Hammersmith Apollo, which is December. Yeah, next month. And which show would you like me to pole dance?
Oh, I think a residency at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Okay, right. I can do that. 13th, 16th, 17th, 18th. Yeah. I'm free.
We'll grease it for you.
Thank you, that's nice. And likewise. And
nice.
You're so anal.
I know.
He's blushing.
I'm very backed up. You know,
really?
It is. Yeah.
I could help you out with that one. Yeah.
Hey, you're a married man.
I am indeed.
Yeah. As the German.
And so are you.
I am. A married man. Seriously.
No, it's dear.
It's disgraceful.
9:56 and 48 seconds at Radio 1 here on Monday the 8th of
November. Just to prove it's not on tape.
On the Chris Moyle Show.
It's definitely live.
Yeah.
Elton, thank you for coming in.
Very much so. Thank you very much.
This is great. You should come in again next week.
I will.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Can I say bugger next week?
but only next week.
No.
Can't say today.
No.
You've used all your quota up for today.
Well, you know me, I'm very excessive. I have to get everything out at once.
Okay.
Right.
The album is out today, which is Peachtree Road. Please go and buy a copy. And while you're out there, go and buy all the back catalogue of Sir Elton John's music.
All 43 albums.
Yeah, all 43
go
albums.
Go and see the doctor for your hernia.
And then book your tickets to go and see him on tour. I saw you at Wembley Arena a few years ago.
Really?
And I always said that if anybody in the audience recognised me, they would have thought that I was the biggest Elton John fan in the world. Because where I was sitting...
Why be that heavy?
Yeah. Taking up a row.
Right.
And I could see you had a little teleprompter with all the words on. Granted, you didn't look at once.
No.
Right? But I sat there, I sung every word to every song. I remember my girlfriend saying, you know all the words. Yes, I do. I know I do. I'm very good.
You are.
It was great. I loved it.
You flatter you.
Thank you very much. Elton, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Sir Elton John, ladies and gentlemen. We may as well talk up to the close of the show.
Well, we've got another 1 minute and 49, 48, 47.
So when are you going to invite me around to your house to teach me the piano?
Well, you can come around any time to my house.
Hooray! Excellent. This afternoon, I'm free.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't be there this afternoon.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow you can come, yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
That's a deal.
I'll get another stool in and we can play side saddle or something.
Great.
Yeah. Side saddle was a Russ Conway record.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the first things I ever played.
I think that's what Radcliffe used to play.
Was it?
The piano bit of music, I think, was side saddle.
Mark Radcliffe?
Yeah. I think he used to play that, the Russ... Yeah.
I think
you
might be right.
Yeah.
God, we could talk for hours, couldn't we?
That Russ Conway, people don't even know what it's talking about. Let's talk about someone who lives in this century.
Joe Wiley.
She's on at 10. There you go.
So there you go, in a minute's time. So tomorrow, round at Elton's, tomorrow afternoon then.
Yep. Side saddle.
Me and Elton John, side saddle, and I probably won't be here Wednesday.
Mm.
Tidy after this morning, I might not be here tomorrow. Mind you, I've got to say, Elton was a fantastic guest. It wouldn't surprise me if he's on tomorrow morning instead.
Yeah, I'm after your job. There you go.
Morning, loves. Elton here.
Right.
Yeah, so see me on tour then in December. We'll have a little role reversal for a month.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Elton. Great to meet you. Elton John, everybody. Right, Colin Edith later. Spoon is in for Scott this afternoon. Say hello tonight at 7 o'clock. Le Mac Live at 9. Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day. The Chris Moyle Show.